You know, used to, you might see ladies, it wouldn't be raining, but it might be kind of hot, and the sun would be bearing down, and they'd have a parasol or something like mm-hmm. that. But there wouldn't be any special name for one that's just used for keeping the sun off of you.
No, I don't know. I don't know the difference there. Mm-hmm. We always, way back out, it was a parasol, all I knowed.
Yeah.
An umbrella.
Mm-hmm. When you're making up a bed, what is the last thing that goes over it?
You put the spread.
The spread?
They used to call them counterpins.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Counterpins. Is that, would that necessarily be something homemade?
Well, yeah, it would be homemade, either. Well, it was homemade back then.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when you're going to bed, the thing that you put under your head to rest your head on?
Pillow, I call it.
Have you ever seen a great big one that was about twice as long as a pillar?
Yeah, I've seen big pillars. I just mm-hmm. call them pillars right on.
Just pillows? Bolsters.
What? Bolsters.
You ever heard of them called that? Mm-hmm.
I don't ring a hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, if a bed did have a bolster on it, you would say it was a big one. That bolster didn't go just part way across the bed; it went
all the way across.
All the way across the bed. Talking about bed covers, what about? Have you ever heard of one that was kind of heavy and old-fashioned and might be made out of scraps of leftover material?
Mm-hmm. A quilt.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called something else?
No, I don't reckon I have. They didn't have blankets when mm-hmm. I came on. It was quilts. Mm-hmm. Most of them, the sheets and the bedspread or counterpin.
Mm-hmm.
Coverlet.
A coverlet.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you, if you might have company overnight and there might be several children in the house, you might have a kind of a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor. What would you call it?
A pallet.
Mm. Okay. If you, you might say that you expect to get a big crop from one particular field because the soil is very...
rich.
Very rich. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say that the soil is very fertile?
Yeah, I have used that word.
Fertile soil?
Fertile soil. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a flat, low-lying land along a stream that's flooded in a certain time of the year and then it's plowed later?
Call it a hammock, we used to.
A hammock? Have you ever...
In the bottom.
Yeah.
A bottom. And they used to go, like I say, they call it a low place, late, mm-hmm. call it. We're going to plant the hammock.
Yeah. What about a piece of land that's not good for much of anything except growing maybe clover or hay or, you know, raising grass or something like that? What would you call that?
I call it kind of a wasteland. When I come along, because there wasn't no market. You had to eat the meat you raised.
Yeah.
There wasn't no market to sell it. And the wasteland, forest land, we'd have it in a hog pasture or the cattle mm-hmm. run on it, graze on it. Mm-hmm. We'd try to improve it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call that a meadow?
Meadow?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it that?
No, I never did, no mm-hmm. sir. Because I raised it in the piney woods and not too much bottom land there, mm-hmm. level.